Okay, our friends. So today we are continuing on our story about how our Earth has so many different things on it. And it is Earth Week, and we are excited to share with you this particular story. Let's read, shall we? All right. So today's story is called The River is My Ocean. This story was written by Rio Cortez. It's illustrated by Ashley Corden. Read today by Mommy. And who are you? What do we call you? What's your name?
Philip the Cook.
Philip the Cook.
If you don't. In that river, I can go fishing.
You could go fishing.
And then I could get as much fishing as I need to make some chowder.
Some chowder? Let's read our story. I've never lived near the sea, says a little girl who is stacking blocks. My abuela says she misses the sea every day. I know the sea must be powerful because the way my abuela talks about it, sometimes I miss it too, says the little girl, and we can see her grandmother is singing a song, and she says, Azul, donde quiera que vayas. Y tan hermoso, nena como tú. Any idea what any of that means?
Azul means blue and E means and.
Yeah. So I think she's saying that it is blue. The ocean is blue, right? And it's beautiful, right? I think that's what she's saying.
My heart really belongs to a river, the Hudson River. If you ask me, the Hudson is the most beautiful river in the entire world. And not just because I can see it from my block, says the little girl.
Now, the Hudson River is going to be found, any idea where? It's in the United States. Yeah, it's right next to a big old city called New York. Okay.
Saturday is my favorite day because on Saturday I walk to the river with Abuela.
Now, abuela, of course, I think we've already mentioned this, but we might as well mention it again, is what people who speak Spanish call their grandmother, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
If we are lucky, Ray is outside with his paragua cart.
In the picture, we can see Ray, and we can see his paragua cart. So what do you think a paragua is?
She says, I don't know how anybody can choose a piragua flavor that isn't coconut.
It's shaved ice. Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a treat. I think that our girl here likes the coconut flavor. And she's pretty excited about it. But we can see her. Whoa, 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 she says.
I try not to run down the hill toward 12th Avenue, but it's hard not to run down a hill. When I look at the Hudson, sometimes I feel quiet. Other times, I feel curious about all kinds of things, or happy, or a bunch of feelings all gathered up. I like the way the river makes me feel.
And we can see the smile on her face as she looks at the river. And we can see that it's drawn quite a few people to it, right? We've got people who are riding bicycles and walking and talking and riding their scooters. And they've got pets. There's birds. There's lots of animals here that have habitat.
There a dog?
Mm-hmm. There's a dog.
Is there
Do you
cat?
See? I don't see the cat. But
well, there's dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's boats on the water, and I'm gonna guess fish in the water. There's birds, yep.
Abuela says Yemaya is the mother of the oceans and the rivers, and we come to the Hudson to tell her thank you in our own way. And sometimes we just come to talk. When I ask Abuela what Yemaya looks like, Abuela says she looks like a mermaid. On the walk back to our apartment, I like to pass the fishermen on the pier.
And they are getting those fish,
Wait,
aren't they?
Fishermen? Hmm? Maybe those fishermen give me fish so I can make shrimp frittatas.
Shrimp frittatas? Wow.
And a grilled cod.
Grilled cod, yum.
Smoked salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And roasted pufferfish.
Roasted pufferfish? Oh my, I don't know about that one. But we can see they've moved on. And Abuela likes to buy white flowers. They're at a flower shop.
We hold hands when we get to the corner. And once we are at the top of the hill, sometimes I feel like saying gracias right out loud. Gracias to Abuela and gracias to the deep and wavy river. And I like to look back at the Hudson. Gracias. And imagine Yamaya's blue tail.
So there's a bit at the end of this book that I do want to share with you, my friends, about Yamaya. So the author tells us, I grew up understanding Yamaya as a powerful goddess representing motherhood and the sea. Yamaya is a Yoruba Orisha, often represented as a mermaid and usually with the colors of blue and white. In Yoruba land, Yamaya represents fresh water, especially the Ogun River. And after the Middle Passage, when enslaved Africans were brought to the Americas, Yamaya became similarly associated with the ocean and the sea. And she's believed to also rule the moon and feminine mystery. And so the author is telling us a little bit about how she was raised and some of the mythology that her family grew up with. And it's kind of beautiful to think that these stories are passed on through all generations. And we're glad that we could share how important our rivers are in our world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And with all that in mind, my friends, I would love to say take good care of our rivers and the end.
The end.
What do you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow. And in the comments below, you can say what you think I should cook other than pufferfish.
Other than the pufferfish. Good idea. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.